If your group chat was a podcast, this would be it. You've seen her go viral. You've quoted her. I don't wear anything that's not authentic.
Gang, gang. Hey, how do you tell a knockoff from a real person?
See, we're going to get into it. I can't wait to have this conversation.
Yeah, no baby oil, no nothing. It was just straight up, here's your ticket. Come on down. Let's do the show. Go back home in the morning. What you say? I'm going to put my foot on your neck. Because listen, I come from the projects, baby.
And put it in your mouth. All right.
Do it. Of this show. Do it freestyle of.
But you don't get to tell me what to rap about.
Yeah. Talk your shit. Ain't nobody going to do nothing to you.
What's up, you guys? Y'all already know what it is. Welcome back to Cited. I am your girl, Ra Ali. And today, this segment is going to cover all the moments that made you close the gram, reopen it, and say, who the hell raised y'all? Because my girl is the friend who says exactly what you're thinking. But see, she says it a little bit louder, a little bit funnier, and on camera. From TikTok to the stage, she turns life's mess into something that is worth laughing at, even when it hits a little too close to home. You've seen her go viral. You've quoted her. Let's be clear. Ariel Montel is in the f***ing building.
Oh, I was supposed to say, I'm just a silent.
This is my girl. Oh my God. Let me tell y'all, I check in, I check out.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across Ariel's page one evening and I was hollering. I was hooting and hollering for so long. So many of your videos, I was just in pure entertainment. Like you are hilarious.
Thank you.
I have on a number from Fashion Nova.
Period. Me too.
Okay, Fashion Nova looks in the building. Mm-hmm. I love Fashion Nova's clothes. They're so comfortable. They're sexy. And you can get a look.
Yeah.
At an affordable price.
For cheap, yep. Mm-hmm. I like that. Yeah, I like that too. I love a clearance rack. Shit.
Now, it's funny that you mentioned you love a clearance rack. Now, tell us about your Chinese cousins.
Oh, so, you know, I'm a viral sensation. And one day I seen like, hey, my friend. And you know, that's China. That's how they say it's my friend. So they was like, I'm a Chinese seller. I sell luxury bags, blah, blah, blah. Can I send you some product? And you can like promote my products for me. So I'm like, okay. Because at that time, that's when they all had told how they make the Louis Vuitton bags. And then America's selling for $30,000. So I was like, shoot. Yeah. So I don't know if it's real, fake. All I know is I got them.
So you wear?
I promise. I'm bags. Talking about down to the T.
Oh, your earrings are fake.
Oh, wait a minute now. They ain't turning my ears green.
I know that's right. You guys jump in the comments, right? Mm-hmm. And if you second my girl Ariel that says that the same people that's making the high-end stuff is the same people that are making the knockoffs, that you will rock it with pride, jump in the comments and let Ariel know that y'all a gang, that y'all a crew.
Gang, gang.
Let me say this real quick. I started following my girl Ariel, just like y'all did, scrolling, laughing, and double tapping every time she says something that hits too real. Her takes, it felt like I was watching an actual group chat come alive. And I said, no, there's no way. I have got to bring her into the building. I want to do a show with her. I think that she's hilarious. And that's how this whole thing even started. I called you on the phone.
Yep. I got
tell
flued
us
out.
What happened.
I got flued out first and foremost. Let's
but
say
flued
this.
Out in what kind of way? Platonically, we got to be clear now because people getting charged with stuff left and right.
Honey, she rich. She flew me out, okay? But on a regular plane, wasn't a private jet, okay? Let's put that out there. I was sitting next to regular people. And I really enjoyed it. I love my little Biscoff cookies and my right? I really appreciated it. But yes, and there was no hanky-panky or anything going on afterwards.
No.
Yeah, no baby oil, no nothing. It was just straight up, here's your ticket. Come on down. Let's do the show. Go back home in the morning. No sex trafficking involved. And I stand firm on that.
Thank you. It's real out here. You got to be very clear. All right, Ariel, people, they see the jokes, your clips, your catchphrases, but there is a brain behind all of this entertainment and this humor. I want to know, when did you realize, like, I'm f***ing funny? When did you realize that?
Just like every family cookout, you always have that one cousin that's funny. And it's always been me.
Really?
Like, I can go to a cookout and, like, literally everybody coming because they know I'm coming. Because they know they're going to get a good laugh. They know we're going to be drunk. And they know we're going to eat. So, and I just was always the family entertainment. I was wittiest in high school. I was always, even as a surgical tech in the operating room, all the doctors used to say, you do not belong in here. You belong, because we can't even focus. Like, we can't take this gallbladder out because... I'm over here laughing about to burn the liver up because you won't hush.
Right.
And I just took off with it. I just recorded one day in my car and went viral about the crumble cookie thing. And then it just went from there.
It was awful. Ain't no way y'all sitting here hyping up a damn crumble cookie. You need to crumble them bitches up and throw them in the trash.
Do an impression of me.
Do my wig look good? Jay, brush this. Oh, God. Just fix my shirt. Yeah, it's a lot. Hold on. Just 1 second. Let me fix my dress. Yeah, 1 more second. What you said, girl? Because I got to eat even though I'm holding us up. But what you said? Because I haven't ate all day. That's you, boo.
Give me a little bit more.
Ooh.
Go ahead. You can go in.
Yeah. The funniest thing is you came here ready to work with no wig. Like, bruh. She's like, okay, I'm ready to go. Like, fix this eyebrow. No, the eyelashes. Take the eyelashes off. This is just, I look droopy. I look crazy. Like, just take it off, put it back on, and then let's go. Oh, my God, y'all don't got the wig. Where's the wig? It's at home. Oh, my God, somebody order the wig, please. I will go to the beauty supply store if I have to. And everybody's like, girl, what?
You guys, I did forget my hair.
Whole head.
Did forget my unit. I did forget my Kendra's Boutique unit coming in today. It was not one of my proudest moments. I thought that I was just getting ready to put my dress on and, you know, head down to set, and I had no wig. And we actually had to have it Ubered from my house.
That's how you know you rich, though. Like, seriously. Just imagine me, somebody like me, like, oh, girl, I ain't have my wig. I probably would have sat right here on this table with Sealy braids going back there and just rolled out with it, okay? Because Uber a wig from my house is insane.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's so crazy that you find putting your wig in an Uber to be crazy.
Insane.
But you don't find eating crab legs on a plane with the gloves and the butter dripping down your chin to be crazy.
So how are you raised? Like, were you raised as, because listen, I come from the projects. Baby, my auntie, we used to have a foot tub full of crabs. Everybody, y'all know the children only get a crab, a corn, a potato, and a sausage. And you sit out there on that sidewalk and you eat your seafood. You probably had a napkin right here. Your crab legs, your mama probably peeled them, broke them, took out all the meat for you, set it on your plate, and that's how you ate. Yeah, no.
But
I think that's normal for me, and you think that's like...
No, I don't. Like, I'm...
Give me a fork.
No. I think you're supposed... Okay, let me just explain, you guys, first of all, because I think y'all know, like, I'm a hood girl.
Where? When it's time to fight, maybe. Yeah, like, you go straight for the jugular, but when it's time to eat, you're like... Sorry, give me the wet napkin and put it here. Let me use my pinky. Let me cut my crab leg.
Okay,
open.
Let me explain the crab leg thing. So first of all, I don't like snow crab legs. I know that that's a big debate. See? Some people like snow crab legs. I like king crab legs. I like Alaskan crab legs. I like the large, the thick one, right? The one that's mm-hmm. thick like this and long, right? I take the fork or the crab opener. You hold it like this, and you have to you bring it down, right? You open it, and then you get a nice, long, thick piece of meat. You're familiar with, right?
Oh, wow. Wow. Of course, yeah. Yeah, of course. I took a lot of long, thick meat in my days, you know.
Right. And so you dip it in the butter, right? You dip it in the butter, and you eat it. Now, for me, picking, I'm not mad at, I'm not opposed to it. But to me, to pick the meat up like that and to have the butter running down my forearm, I don't, that to me, is nothing wrong with it. But that's not really, to me, my idea of this is so good. Now I have butter all over my arm. Mm-hmm. However, if it's a nice thick piece of meat like that, you can cut it. You can cut it into three or two even, dip it in the butter with your fork and put it in your mouth. You don't need the butter to run down your chin in order for it to be good.
You don't
make... Now, if it's corn on a cob, absolutely.
No, I think you probably peel that off, too.
I don't.
You done made crab, eating crab legs an hour process when you can shuck it, you know, break it, suck it, and eat it in 20 minutes. See, you take too long.
No, let's do this. Let's have a crab eating race. Let's see. Let's see who gets to the meat the fastest and the most... efficiently.
Now hold on. Now didn't I just call you rich? King crab leg. What's the price on there? All right then. I need a booster for that.
I want to be clear. I want to look me in the camera. Look me in the eyes. I am not rich. Please do not listen to this lady. Let us know in the comments how y'all eat y'all crab legs. For like real. Me. For real.
It tastes better when it's sloppy. Like, no. Just when you smacking that butter, just and then you got to, try to reach that back up. Me,
Are you serious?
I'm talking about push this all up off
not
your chin.
Not rubbing the butter with the seasoning on it into
most
your arm.
Most of the time, when you got a crab boy or something like that, you home. Baby, I got on my moo-moo.
Clearly not, because we didn't watch our girl have a crab boy on a plane.
That's different. But I got a moo-moo on, butt naked up under it, and I'm sitting Indian style on the floor, and I'm going to work.
With now, the little skinny crab legs.
Any of them. Listen.
See, them little skinny crab legs, day. I feel like you not really enjoying. You have to get like that because it ain't that much meat left. By the time you crack it a little bit, you suck it, it's gone.
Well, that's what I was raised on. We was raised on blue. Even now, like, I just started eating snow crabs because I've been raised on blue crabs all my life. That's all we know because you can go get a $20 bag that's like 30 crabs versus...
Show me how big are they.
You get two clusters, and it comes by size, small, medium, or large crabs, or jumbo.
Show me with your finger. How big is it?
A crab?
Oh, you talking about the whole crab?
Yes.
It ain't hardly no meat in
there. Oh, yes, it is, baby. Get you some jumbos and throw that in that pot. It's meat in
there. It's just a little bit of meat in there.
You got to know how to eat it, baby. See, you...
That's why you can't use no fork. Because you have to suck the meat out of the crab. It's not
baby,
that
no,
much in there.
You dip that thing and you throw that thing in your mouth. You chew it up until everything is cut up in your mouth until you know you got all the meat. And then you take it out your mouth, baby. You sitting up here trying to play with
it's
it.
It's given edamame. Like, you know what I'm saying? When you eat the edamame, you suck the pee out and then spit it back out. That's not a...
Same with crawfish. I dip that thing in that juice. I take that head off of there. I'm at that tail. And then you just suck that head out. You practice, make perfect. Right, this boo. You'll get your jaw muscles together. Trust. Try it.
My girl Ariel is nuts. But you really, you've been relatable. You've been viral. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about the ones that couldn't keep up.
Oh.
I want to ask you some questions.
Okay.
All right. You gotta be real honest.
I will.
All right, I want to know, why do you think that some people, they'll go viral. They'll be, you know, the talk of every conversation in the barbershops and the salons, and they get the shine, and the next thing you know, they disappear. What is that about?
Because they don't keep up with the viral moment. So once you go viral, you have to keep doing something to keep yourself in the light. And a lot of times people get that one viral moment and then try to piggyback off of it for a long time till it gets to a point where it's dying down. And now it's like, all right, give us something else. But you don't have anything else because that was just your only moment. So that's how a lot of the content creators and a lot of people, you just die away. But see, me, it's so much to talk about, and I'm a talker. So,
all right. So, who do you think that happened to? Give an example of somebody who went viral and then they just whack now.
Fetty Wap.
But he's in jail.
But 1738, and then what? Soulja Boy.
Well, Soulja gonna curse your ass out.
But I'm ready. But what else? You are doing TikTok battles now. Like, but after you, what else?
After what?
You Soulja Boy up in it. Oh, like, all right, what are we doing?
Ooh, he gonna light you up, girl.
I'm so ready.
All right, so you're balancing your own platform, your stand-up, motherhood, and being outside. What is the biggest surprise that you've noticed since you've went viral and since you've been going viral?
The amount of people that know who I am.
Mm.
It's exciting, but it's also scary.
Okay, tell me.
Because if I'm in Publix with my kids, I don't want you walking up on me saying, "You're the girl off the internet? Oh my God, can I take a picture?" And I'm like, no.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. But is it not true that you feel like celebrities that don't want to take pictures when you ask them, that they show that they seem to be a little bit snobbish?
Yeah, but it all depends. Like, I wouldn't, if you had your kids, and I say if I wasn't even viral, I was just a regular, I wouldn't dare walk up on you and be like, "Rah, oh my God, I love you." Like, you know, I'm gonna terrify you, your kids, like everybody's around. It's like you gotta just
okay, so read your the rule, room. Your rule is basically don't approach me with my children. Just but if you're alone, then it's all good.
I'm fine, because then I don't have to worry about if somebody is actually like touching my child, or did they, you know, hit my child or take my child. I don't have to worry about that. As a mom of three, and I'm a single mom of three, my goal is when we're out, I have to protect them. So if I'm paying attention to you, and then my son, my three-year-old, run out into the road, now where I'm in the headline for a whole different situation. Oh, you over here entertaining a fan and not your child.
Got it. So okay.
Just create that boundary there. But if I'm by myself, hey, we can do a split in the parking lot.
What's your best, like, are you, like, what kind of funny are you? Like, are you on the spot? Like for instance, me, I'm a rapper, right? Mm-hmm. I've been rapping since I was, 2 years old. Mm-hmm. If you ask me to freestyle, I'm going to body it. You want to hear something?
Do it. Of this show, do a freestyle of.
But you don't get to tell me what to rap about.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I like.
My name is Rashida, and I am hyping all the rappers in town. No, I'm the queen of the mics.
I gotta support this. I hate that with men too. Like, you're 40 still trying to rap? Right. Get out my face.
Right, right.
They be all in your inbox, play my music. Send that shit to DJ Khaled. Like, right.
Get out of here.
You're 45.
Okay, so give me one of your best stand-ups. I got on my good dress. I want to laugh.
Well, like you just said, you don't tell me what to do to make you laugh. Like, have you laughed before you started talking to me? Shit, you was never laughing. Your face been frowned up all day. Please give me a fucking second. Yeah, but I always talk about, like, fighting. Like, I will be, it's all about, when it comes to fighting, everybody's like, "Ero, you don't fight." No, I have my hair done all the time. And if I have braids, oh, bitch, you're definitely not fighting me. You're going to jail. You don't fight with plaits in your head. Just a bitch wrapping your head around and swinging you around like a damn rag doll.
Have you ever had a fight?
Yeah, I done got my ass whooped a couple times. One time I shitted on myself and I said I would never fight again.
What? Tell me what happened.
Right, I don't know how to stick and move just yet. Like, I be still fighting with my head down and stuff, but the girl was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna beat you up." And I was like, you know, "No, you not." She tore my ass up. You hear me? I'm talking about from here to Mississippi. I became her friend right afterwards because I already know you can fight, bitch. I'm not finna fight you no more. You already showed me that you can whoop me. We not doing no more rounds. None of that. Bitch, you won. Let's be friends. Call me tomorrow. Let's go eat. I'm finna go put some sweet peas on my head. Just don't worry about it.
What? Did you try?
I did. But like Kevin Hart said, did you at least pinch the bitch? No. Like, when you got my hair and then you don't put all hands and feet on me, I'm just going to lay there in defeat. And but now you try to fight me, you go into the arms of an angel. I promise. As soon as you ball up your fist.
You going to do what?
I'm going to reach in that purse. come on. And I'm going to let you hit me first because I could fight that in court. That's the only fighting I'm doing. And you too, them charges.
So which position are you taking? Are you going to protect yourself with a weapon or are you calling the police?
Both. I'm already had the police on the phone when I pull it because that way they can go ahead because you're going to be fresh on that concrete. I don't want your rigor mortis to sit in. So you definitely going, yeah. I'm both. Just don't put your hands on me. I'm pretty. People don't fight fair no more. They want to cut you. And then if you big, please don't. You definitely not finna hit me. Like, bro, if you ever ball up your fist, what? You going to jail.
Wait a minute. What?
We have seen you fight. Just your words alone would make me say, hell no, call the Soviet Union, the SWAT, everybody, get her.
She said, if you ever ball up your fist.
I'm talking about ball it up. You, hello, police, please send the union. Hell no.
I would never hit you.
I know. I'm around.
I would never hit you. I have such a reputation for being such a fighter because I feel like there's so much more of me that people haven't gotten the opportunity to see or know because I don't, you know, gravitate towards like sharing everything. And so, you know, it's always those moments that I feel like are highlighted. I don't think I've had any more fights than the next person. So like, let's say for instance, how many fights have you had in your life? Even if you lost, how many fights have you had?
I'd say about 10.
Okay, that's crazy. Now look, you guys have seen me have maybe 2 fights, 3, right? In my lifespan. You've had more fights than I've had, but it's just that those moments were more viral because they were publicized. Right, you know what I mean? I mean, who hasn't had a fight or 10? And you lost all of them?
Wait a minute now.
You lost all of them, babe?
Nah, I probably only lost one. I used to get down. But I was bullied too, though. So I felt like I had to fight. I was always the girl that they used to call ugly and black and you were, you know, burnt biscuit. You know,
what?
We used to get, dark-skinned girls back then were picked on so bad. Like, to the point where I always used to be like, I want to be light-skinned. I want, because my mom is light-skinned with hazel eyes. I have 2 light-skinned brothers and then it's me. So it's like, why?
Right.
But in school, that's how it was. Like, I had to fight because you're not about to cut the light off in the classroom and ask where I'm at. And we trying to learn history. Why? Get the hell out of my face.
Why would she say that?
They did do that to me one time. I tore her ass up, too.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Like, because I wanted to get into... I wanted to get into that for a second, but then you said that, and I couldn't. That's crazy because, you know, you are a very, very, very pretty girl. You're beautiful.
Now, it took a long time to get here because...
What do you mean by that?
Because, again, it was always...
You mean it took a long time for you to feel that way.
Like
you were already beautiful regardless. You might not have felt new it, but you were beautiful.
Yeah, but like, you know, I had people used to call me Seeley. Like, I have a best friend now. He still calls me Seeley. And it's not offensive because I call him Harpo. Like, you know, that was our childhood thing. But to hear it come from other people knowing that you are just saying it because I'm dark skinned. Or you trying to say, like, off the color purple, she was ugly, so you trying to say I'm ugly. Like, that's the stuff that a lot of dark-skinned women have to go through. Like, back then, we got it bad. Like, you're not light-skinned. You don't have a nice body. You ugly. You're black. You this. And it's like, dang.
I'm really sorry that you went through that. That's really not cool. Yeah. And it has a lot to do. Was it our own people doing that to you, or was it other races?
Everybody. Like, it was back then it was a thing. Like, it was light-skinned girls was in style. And now tables have turned. Now everybody want a dark chocolate because our skin be glistening. We look like rotisserie chickens now.
Yep.
So everybody wants somebody dark-skinned. So now all the light-skinned girls are now looked at as, you're dirty.
What?
not pointing at you. I swear to God. What? But I'm just saying now because that's... Because now when they get exposed, like even on social media, I see more light-skinned girls getting exposed for being the house is nasty or their underwear, or it's so much. The bottom of their feet black.
Excuse me.
Swear, but I swear.
So you're telling me your timeline? You're telling me
because I
she said maybe me and your timeline is different. So you're telling me that you're seeing that light skinned women. Is it any particular race, or is it mixed, or is it black light skinned women?
Just black light skinned women.
Okay, black light skinned women that you're coming across on social media are being exposed for the inside of their panties being dirty.
And they say they be the finest girls with the nastiest house or the nastiest cars. Literally everywhere. That's all you see.
And the bottom of their feet is dirty.
Black.
And so now everybody wants a dark-skinned girl because y'all look like rotisserie chickens.
Listen, our skin is this bitch is but fucking... I honestly love any black woman. Like mm-hmm. I don't care if you light skin, dark skin, whatever. Like if you're beautiful, you're beautiful. We can't take that from anybody. And I hate that we have to still to this day go through that. Like
say beautiful.
Beautiful. Beautiful. What's that?
Beautiful.
Girl. Beautiful. No, but seriously though, it is a thing because a viral TikTok girl, Ekane, she made a comment about a dark skinned girl, and she said, in the words of, "I can get away with it because I'm light skinned."
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm a light skinned girl, so my privileges are different.
Mm.
And she was telling that to a dark skinned girl, but if you look at her track record, you are one of the nastiest women. Like she, disgusting.
What did she do?
Like, she talk about her baby dad always giving her BV, and she barely bathes, and she barely do this, and she stay getting abortions.
Is this stuff happening over on TikTok? Is that what
everybody
it is?
Knows Ekane, though. You don't know Ekane?
No. I swear. And please, whoever you are, ma'am, please do not threaten me in my DM. Please, girl. I'm not trying to be shady.
She like me. She's scary.
Nothing. I don't care. Everybody want to fight and talk crazy in your messages when their name come up as a topic. Okay, so no, I don't know who that is. You said she has
this is BV? Just what she talk about, like okay. How she constantly have BV and how she done had so many bodies at a certain age, and mm-hmm. She called her hoo-ha Big Moose, and Big Moose is going from this man to this man to this man, and it's like that's literally her.
Mm-hmm.
What she talk about all the time is just being a whore, and it's like,
well, I feel like that's not necessarily a reflection of her complexion,
but the comment what she made was
right.
Being light skinned is the reason why she's so far. But she was telling that to a dark skinned girl.
Got it.
And it was just like, damn. So colorism is still real. A thing.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So. That's a really interesting thing. I want you guys, if you can, it'd be great for us to be able to continue that conversation about colorism in the comments, if you will. Mm-hmm. Just because, like, I want to talk more about, like, what your experiences are like, regardless of what your complexion is. If you are a light-skinned woman, if you're brown-skinned, if you're dark-skinned, when it's our own people evoking that type of behavior and giving those type of insults, it's very, very sad. It shows the self-hate. It shows how they've done such a number on us and making us think that we are inferior when we are the complete opposite of that. Mm-hmm. So I really am, I'm sorry that you had that experience. And I really do think that phrase didn't come from nowhere. Like all people can... You can be beautiful in any complexion, yeah. No matter what, right? But when you do have a darker skin complexion, you really do look the best for the longest. It's something about that melanin. It just is what it is. It eats. It's no one can deny it.
Yeah.
The phrase, the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice, and black don't crack, all of that shit ain't come from nowhere. It's just what it is, yeah, you know? Yeah, so yeah. It's all good. It comes with the, you know, life lessons and all that kind of stuff, but... You said that when you were in school that they would turn the lights off.
Well, someone did turn. We're in social studies and they walked in class, turned the light off and was like, "Where's Ariel?" And the whole classroom just started howling like hyenas in there.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did you find it funny at all?
No, because I was like, yo, mama black shit too. Like, Me and your mama the same complexion. How is... And when I said that...
That was... Right.
Because now I done said something about your mama. Because you want to be funny now. And that's the thing. Like, when you trying to be funny with me, I'm going to take it to hell. There's right. no in between. We driving right on down there. So when she said it, I was just like, your mama... And then she was like, I guess, ready.
Yeah. Now, see, I don't have an ounce of colorism in me. Everybody know I wear Sally Hansen bronzer spray, medium glow to make myself darker. I love me some dark skin, right? And, you know, it is what it is. But I still find that to be really funny. Like, the whole turtle, like, I think that's funny. Just, like, I love jokes. Yeah, and yeah. people, like, flame me and roast me. And I love it. Like, I think it's so entertaining. I'm never mad about that. Is this some... Do you guys have some underground media?
He's so rude and arrogant and cocky. And, yeah, it's just, like... Cancel him already.
Mm. You know? This is the audio that she played for me, and she said that this came out in the courtroom.